As voters in Kentucky's 6th congressional district head to the polls in November, one of the many issues they'll consider is how candidates would deal with the Affordable Care Act. The law provides health coverage to more than 500,000 people in the state. Last year, Republican Congressman Andy Barr supported the push to repeal and replace the law, which ultimately failed. And Democratic challenger Amy McGrath says she wants to keep it in place and look for ways to expand government-sponsored health coverage to more people. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says Obamacare continues to be an issue that divides voters in a state and district deeply affected by the policy.
It's a hot day in September at the Midway Fall Festival. Three-term Congressman Andy Barr is here touting his recent record, the tax cuts passed in December, scaling back parts of the Dodd-Frank consumer protections, and the Republican attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
So the country is back. Americans are better off now as a result of the policies we put in place. The country's more prosperous, we're stronger, and we're also making a difference on national security and reforming the VA as well.
A small crowd gathers. James P., an architect from Lexington, strikes up an argument with Barr over Obamacare. He says the monthly premium has gone up on the health insurance he gets through his employer.
My health care was fine before last year.
That's right. That's Obamacare. Obamacare is deteriorating the private health insurance market. That's the whole point, sir. That's why we're trying to fix it.
It doesn't sound to me like you're trying to fix it. It sounds to me like you're trying to tear it apart.
The 6th Congressional District is a true swing district. It's a mix of rural and urban areas stretching from central Kentucky into the foothills of Appalachia. Over the last few decades, voters have flipped several times between sending Republicans or Democrats to Washington, and the district's congressional race this year could help determine whether Republicans keep control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Barr's opponent is Amy McGrath, a retired Marine fighter pilot. She says Republicans are only interested in undermining Obamacare, not actually trying to improve health care.
In their ideological push to repeal it and get rid of it, they don't have a replacement. They don't have anything to make it better. So for people with pre-existing conditions, for example, they're thrown off. They got nothing. They're scared. They're going to lose everything.
McGrath says she wants to keep the Affordable Care Act in place and impose other health care changes, like allowing people to buy into Medicare at age 55 instead of 65. She also says she supports creating a government-run health insurance agency that would compete with private insurers. This is one of McGrath's main platforms. Yet in recent elections, Kentuckians have overwhelmingly supported statewide candidates who campaigned on getting rid of Obamacare. She thinks this year, voters in the 6th district will feel differently.
They elected people who basically said, vote for me, I got something better. And they didn't tell people what that better was. And now we're finding out they didn't have anything better.
Last year, Barr had to face crowds of protesters who attended town hall meetings after he threw his support behind the Obamacare repeal effort. The bill ended up passing out of the House, but failed to get enough votes in the Senate. But still, Congress was able to chip away at one of the biggest parts of Obamacare, voting to get rid of the individual mandate that all citizens have health insurance. Here's Barr.
That's not taking anything away from people. That's giving people the freedom to make choices on them on their own.
President Donald Trump's administration has worked to undermine other parts of the law, including ending so-called cost-sharing payments that help low-income people pay deductibles and co-pays, and shrinking the annual open enrollment period from 3 months to 6 weeks. Barr says going forward, he supports allowing people to buy cheaper insurance plans that circumvent certain Obamacare regulations.
While well-intentioned, the Affordable Care Act actually decreased choices for people. It caused people to lose their health plans, and premiums and deductibles have skyrocketed as a result, and people are really hurting as a result. So we have an obligation to my constituents to keep working to fix that.
McGrath says Obamacare isn't a perfect piece of legislation, but it's a starting point and needs to be given an opportunity to succeed.
We need to get people into office that want to make it better, that want to, you know, bring premiums down, bring health care to people, make it more affordable, not try to undermine the system and make it worse.
About 90,000 Kentuckians have health insurance that was purchased on the Obamacare marketplace this year, and more than 460,000 are covered as a result of the state's expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Recent polls show that the 6th district race is a toss-up. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.